So share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheWordCC.com, or you can call 318-442-8100. The book is also available in hardcover and Kindle versions. Order your copy today. Jesus Did It For You. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Morning, everybody. This is Lily Allen coming to you from this dynamic little church called New Birth Missionary Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, where the Reverend Clinton W. Turner is pastor. We want to welcome everybody to the Good Shepherd broadcast on 88.1 every Thursday of the month at 11 to 11:30 a.m. You will find this Good Shepherd preaching and teaching at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville, Louisiana. Our services begin Sunday with Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Wednesday night's midweek service begins with prayer and Bible study at 6:30 p.m. Thursday night, choir rehearsal at 6 p.m. Youth choir rehearsal the last Thursday of each month before the first Sunday. Women's Mission meets the fourth Monday of each month at 6 p.m. The Feeding Ministry feeds lunch every second Monday of each month from 12 to 2 p.m. All meals are free. All we ask is that you come and eat lunch with us. Also, our clothing ministry donates new clothes to anyone in need. Opens every second Monday of each month along with the feeding ministry from 12 to 2. God is blessing us to be a blessing to others. You can join us at any of our services at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville. If the Good Shepherd's message has been a blessing, you can obtain a copy of the message by calling 337-424-1286. Please stay tuned to 88.1 because I will return after the broadcast to announce the upcoming events at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Now, I will present to some and introduce to others our dynamic pastor, the Good Shepherd, the Reverend Clinton W. Turner.
Amen. For a few minutes, those of you that have your Bibles, open the bar up for a few minutes, and we're going to let you go home. Go to Matthew, the 28th chapter, the first and the sixth verse. When you have it, say amen. Didn't our babies do a beautiful job? Yes, we did. We're so proud of them. Matthew 28, verse 6. Matthew, you'll find these words. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
Amen.
For a few minutes, I want to encourage your hearts. I want to talk about when Sunday morning comes.
All right.
Would you say that with me? When Sunday morning comes.
All right.
Look at somebody and tell them, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Amen. It's coming, y'all. It may be Friday right now.
Sunday's coming.
But I want to tell you that Sunday morning is indeed coming.
Amen.
It hasn't said that. The question was asked, if you were to describe your life as a day of the week,
Mama,
which day would you choose? There are some of my brothers and sisters who are Monday morning people. These are the ones who can't wait to begin a new work week.
Well,
they're filled with new challenges and goals. It is said that on Monday they arrive early and they come in full of energy. They come ready to tackle the week that's ahead of them. Those are Monday morning people. And then, my brothers and sisters, some are Tuesday people. Tuesday people, it takes them a little longer to get started. It takes them a little longer to get organized and really moving. But by Tuesday, they have a better hold of their time. And by Tuesday, you find them running at full speed. These are Tuesday people.
All right.
And then children, they are Wednesday people. Wednesday people are like those people who have placed themselves to reach a milestone or a rest stop. They called Wednesday their hump day.
All right.
All right. All right.
It's the middle of the week with just a few days to go. Thursday people are survivors.
Right.
They managed to get through most of the week without incident. And they try to do what they can to finish out the week. Friday people wake up all excited.
All right.
Saying, thank God. Thank God it's Friday. For many, Friday marks the end of the week.
Yeah.
When they can finally start to live their own lives.
That's right.
Instead of daily existences dictated by someone else.
Well,
Saturday, people. Saturday is a day of recreation. Some take the day for shopping. Some take the day for entertaining and family fellowships. Others see Saturday as a party day. They embody the spirit of what the OJs call living for the weekend. Oh, sound like I got some witnesses in here. Amen.
Amen.
Even though they've been saved, sanctified
with the Ghost.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Some of y'all still living.
What do we need?
Thank God for His Spirit.
Amen.
Some of y'all still enjoying them frozen spirits.
All right,
hey. God is good. And the devil is a lie. Then there are Sunday people. We find here that these are people who relish a day of faith, worship, and family.
All right.
All right now.
Sunday is the first day of their week, not the last.
All right.
And for many of them, Sunday morning people, Sunday is the most fulfilling and satisfying day of the week.
Yes.
It has been said that there is a noticeable difference between Sunday people and all of the rest. Sunday people, they seem to handle all of the other days differently. Because there is something different about Sunday people.
All right.
All right now.
Generally, Sunday people are God's people.
All right.
And what they do on Sunday, it just have a tendency to bubble over to all of the other days of the week. And each day becomes a great day. They resolve in the words of the Psalm 118 and 24 that says, "This is the day
the Lord has made,
which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Anybody want to thank God for the day? I thank God for the day. Because I woke up this morning. I thank God for today. Because He gave me my portion of health and strength. Activity of my limb. Mostly in my right mind. I wish I had a witness yet. But I don't know about you, but I just can't help but say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Children, I believe as Christians, we ought to be excited about the prospect of living our Sunday life every day of the week. Because when Sunday comes, we celebrate the resurrected Christ and the renewal of His blessings and promises for our lives. The text focuses on the women who came to visit the tomb of Jesus early that Sunday morning, the first day of the week. The crucifixion and resurrection of Christ are two important events in the lives of every Christian. Their entire faith is built upon the foundation of these truths. These truths that Jesus came, Jesus bled and died, went down in a dusty grave, but got up early Sunday morning. The crucifixion of Christ was the sacrifice that allowed each believer to have the forgiveness of sins and the hope of new life. The resurrection marked Christ's triumph over the grave.
Yes.
And the hope of all believers.